In today's podcast, we'll dive into the latest developments in technology, focusing on Apple's cutting-edge updates, Microsoft's dynamic changes, highlights from Medium's tech articles, and the buzzing discussions happening across Reddit. Next in Apple News, we delve into the latest updates from Cupertino, starting with Meta's move towards enhanced multitasking capabilities. Meta is testing a freeform virtual screen placement feature for Quest headsets, similar to Apple's Vision Pro, which will significantly boost multitasking in Meta Horizon OS. Apple has launched iPhone screen mirroring in the latest macOS and iOS betas, allowing users to mirror their iPhone screens onto their Macs. Additionally, Apple's self-service repair program has expanded its diagnostics tool to Europe, enabling customers to configure systems post-repair. In a significant security move, Apple has swiftly patched a Bluetooth vulnerability in AirPods to prevent eavesdropping, ensuring user privacy. Anticipation builds as Apple reveals upcoming iPad features set for a fall release. Meanwhile, Apple's subsidiary Beats has introduced a new lightweight, portable Bluetooth speaker with 24-hour battery life and USB-C audio support, further diversifying its product lineup. For those looking to maximize their Apple devices, apps are available to transform your iPhone into a webcam for your Mac, along with stylish and protective cases for the iPhone SE 2024. On the financial front, Evercore ISI has raised Apple's price target to $250, reflecting a strong outperform rating. In user experiences, one notable switch from the Apple Watch to a dumb smart Casio G-Shock for iPhone compatibility has yielded satisfaction. Software updates include the Juno YouTube app for Apple Vision Pro, receiving a major update with 360-degree video support. In competitive news, Samsung confirms AirPlay availability in hotel rooms, following LG's earlier move, enhancing the entertainment experience for traveling iPhone users. Despite rejecting partnership proposals over privacy concerns and facing impacts from some watchOS updates on the Apple Watch experience, Apple continues to push the envelope with upcoming AI features. Articles are also highlighting top free video editors as alternatives to iMovie. Best Buy is offering a significant discount on the Apple Watch 9, making this premium smartwatch more accessible. Apple is also reviewing its factory operations in India, following allegations of discriminatory hiring practices and the potential introduction of user-replaceable iPhone batteries to comply with EU regulations. The iOS 18 and macOS Sequoia updates bring new functionalities, including storage solutions and customizable audio settings for AirPods and Beats headphones. As technology evolves and regulatory pressures mount, Apple remains committed to delivering cutting-edge products while ensuring user privacy and security. Stay tuned for more exciting updates and in-depth analyses of Apple's continuous innovation and market leadership. Microsoft News Roundup: key developments across the tech giant's landscape. EU antitrust charges and Slack complaint. The European Union has charged Microsoft with antitrust violations for bundling its Teams software with Office, following a complaint from Slack, now part of Salesforce. This could result in hefty fines for Microsoft as the investigation unfolds. Additionally, the EU is scrutinizing Microsoft's $13 billion exclusive agreement with OpenAI, focusing on cloud technology usage. Windows 11 updates and troubleshooting. Users experiencing issues with their Windows 11 laptops not charging when plugged in can now turn to a set of troubleshooting tips. Meanwhile, Microsoft has released the Windows 11 KB3932 update, addressing 9 changes or fixes, although a temporary pause was necessary due to an infinite reboot loop issue for some users. Xbox and gaming news. Gamers can save money with great deals on Xbox games and consoles. Xbox Game Pass Ultimate and the Xbox app are expanding to select Amazon Fire TV devices, thanks to a new partnership with Amazon, allowing more users to enjoy Xbox cloud gaming without a console. Unfortunately, a project for a cloud-only streaming Xbox console, codenamed Keystone, was scrapped due to pricing challenges. Notably, details from an older patent reveal potential designs for an Xbox streaming device, showcasing Microsoft's innovative future. Security breaches and warnings. Microsoft has informed clients that Russian hackers, part of the group known as Midnight Blizzard, have accessed emails, raising significant security concerns. Additionally, Microsoft has issued a warning to organizations about the risks associated with AI jailbreak tactics, stressing the importance of maintaining robust security protocols. A collaboration with IBM aims to modernize security operations by combining their expertise and technology portfolios. AI, quantum computing, and tech advancements. Microsoft's investment in topological qubits and quantum computing development aims to empower the next generation of innovative developers, while new AI models face vulnerabilities from skeleton key attacks. In related news, upgrading the WSL2 kernel to Linux version 6.6 LTS from 5.5 LTS enhances the performance and compatibility of Windows systems. Product reviews and sales. The new Surface Pro Copilot Plus PC has impressed users with its performance after just a week of use, though its AI features are currently seen as niche rather than game-changing. Meanwhile, a limited-time sale offers users lifetime access to Windows 11 Pro for just $22.97, down from $199, as well as discounts on Microsoft Office Professional Plus 2019. Service updates and outages. Xbox Live suffered a major outage, affecting gamers' ability to sign in and play, but services have since resumed. Other services like the weather app have been criticized for excessive advertising. That's all for today's roundup of Microsoft News. Stay tuned for more updates and in-depth coverage on these and other stories impacting the tech giant and its vast user base. Healthcare data breach allegations and climate advocacy. Microsoft faces accusations of theft of patient records at a U.S. hospital giant due to former employee access. On a different front, Bill Gates continues to advocate for AI's potential in achieving climate goals through improved technology and electricity grid efficiencies. Next up in digital medium news, let's dive into some captivating articles from Medium, covering advancements in AI, product management, customer support, neural technology, cryptography, and more. 1. AI video generative models. A comprehensive review of video evaluation metrics for AI video generative models sheds light on the benchmarks and methodologies vital for assessing the performance and quality of these cutting-edge models. 2. Product management with ChatGPT. Learn how to structure product management effectively for marketers and developers using ChatGPT, providing invaluable insights and strategies for leveraging AI in product development. 3. Customer support details. Users seeking assistance with the Aster Loan app can call 808-448-8355 or 969-398-5022. And John D. Munda King also offers helpline details to ensure users receive proper guidance and support. 4. Neural technology and headphones. Explore the intriguing use of neural technology in mind-reading headphones, a fascinating intersection of AI and consumer electronics that may revolutionize how we interact with sound. 5. Zomato's unified ordering system. Medium offers an in-depth look at Zomato's PRD, product requirement document, for their unified multi-restaurant ordering system, highlighting the future of dining experiences. Crypto transactions. Dive into the exploration of cryptocurrency transactions, a hot topic reflecting the ongoing developments and impacts in the digital financial landscape. 7. The rise of AI. An insightful exploration tracing the past, present, and future of artificial intelligence, examining its rapid growth and immense potential across various sectors, including deep learning with the MNIST dataset and the concept of an automated ML factory. Additionally, the AI and machine learning domain continues to evolve, reshaping industries, governance, and academia. Researchers and practitioners are exploring advancements like multi-fidelity Bayesian optimization, practical applications in finance, neural networks in draft prospect evaluations, and symbolic trends in cryptocurrency. For tech enthusiasts, several technical guides on Medium cover the use of AWS recognition for building smart photo organizers, optimizing ML models for production, or even building AI voice agents. Discussions also touch on AI risks, ethical considerations, and strategies for deploying machine learning on low-resource devices, ensuring the technology adapts responsibly to different applications. In other interesting reads, Medium tackles unit testing practices in software development, the importance of standardization in data pre-processing, and the transition from traditional programming to machine learning paradigms. Stay tuned to Medium for these and plenty more insightful articles on AI, ML, data science, and the transformative power of technology across various domains. Next up in Reddit news, let's take a look at some of the most buzzworthy discussions and inquiries from the community. 1. Online anonymity and privacy. Dive into the hidden side of the internet with a look at Onion chat rooms and explore the potential impacts that AI could have on maintaining anonymity online. Additionally, Reddit has implemented a tweak to its robots.txt file to deter AI from scraping training data, a move aimed at user data protection. 2. Use security concerns and solutions. A Reddit user is urgently seeking help to find their IP address due to potential risks, while another inquires about the feasibility of factory resets for malware removal after clicking on a malicious ad. There's also a discussion on whether clean antivirus scans on modded APKs guarantee safety from data uploading APIs. 3. Website enhancements and technical challenges. Discover how to add search functionality to static Astro sites, making them more user-friendly. Learn how to create interesting shapes in the DOM using CSS ClipPath without relying on images, and find solutions for issues like duplicate regions in autocomplete lists and how to handle CSS modularity. 4. Innovative technology and programming. Explore a user-shared 2D Raycaster demo made with Canvas. Discuss upgrading a Ruby on Rails project from version 6 to the latest one, and find advice on using SexyH viewport width for better viewing on smaller screens. Users are also sharing fixes and innovations, such as enhanced console visuals using frame generation. 5. Privacy and device security. Addressing concerns about data access on work phones issued by employers, privacy implications of Android phone surveillance, and inquiries about the possibility of declining incoming calls on a phone not owned. There's also a discussion on smartphones suitable for changing the IMEI. 6. Coding support and tools. Users are seeking recommendations for coding practice apps, extensions, and tips for secure coding practices and handling mysterious functions in their code. There's also a request for open source admin dashboard templates in React and Tailwind for a pharmacy project. 7. Community engagement and sharing. User MisanthropyDev277 shares a visually stunning image while users engage in predicting the potential winner of a certain event. Danish Mirza and others share technology fixes and innovative projects, showcasing the community's diverse expertise. Stay tuned for more updates and deep dives into the vibrant world of Reddit discussions, where everyday users come together to solve problems, share insights, and explore new ideas. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to catch our next technology episode happening every week. See you then.